Afternoon, good evening, whatever. We're holding here Memtes, Piske Memtes. Milan Godel be Yosef Shes Asbel Moshe. Torah Rabbanan. Boy Urei Kama Chavivas Mitzvahs al Moshe Benu. Shekoyos on the Saska with Visa, Vunasasik be Mitzvah, Shema Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs, Avils Vasai Milavait. Menayan Ho Yedea Moshe Benu Yosef Kovo. Oma, Amru, Serach Pas Oshin Ishtai Moshe Ador. Holach Moshe Etzlo. Amala Klum at Yadat Hech Yosef Kovo. Amraloi, I Roin Shlomatechas also Mitzrim. The Kovu Benilus. Benilos and Norkdesh is Baruch Meimov. Holach Moshe Vomras Fasanilos and Yosef Yosef, you get Eshenishba Kodesh goes to Shroel and so on. And then I'm just skipping over a little bit. Reb Nosson says, Bikaber Nitsha Malachim have a cover. That it was a Kvuras Malachim, he was buried together with the Malachim. Holach Moshe Vomras Fasanilos and Malachim and Yosef, you get Eshenishba and so on and so forth. So you have a machlokes here of where was Yosef buried? And Bemela, whether it was in the Nilus or it was in the Kabbalah of Malachim. So what's the Machlokes? So let's see the morale over here. Kadesh is Baruch Hu Meimov. So he says, V'chol zem yipnei ki yodu ki Yosef hu ha-mashbir. V'alde Yosef ha yipaynosas Mitzrayim. Shekach ho yibirchas Yosef, sheyisparnes b'shvulei ha-koil. Whereas Asher Nosson is that it's a Gnai and it's better to put it together with Malachim. So Maral doesn't say much. Maral just says that he was the Mashpia and then he was the Parnassah came from there and so on and so forth. I'd like a little bit maybe to talk about Barichus. I believe it's contained in the Nekudi is saying he's not talking about it specifically, but rather he's talking about just why they buried him there. But Akapanam, I think very much Toman in that is this Nekuda. When we talk about the Midas of Yosef Atzadik, when we're talking about the Midas of the others and so on, so Yosef Atzadik's Mida is seen as the Mida that's called Yesoid. Tonight is in this in terms of the sphere Soima is Yesoid of Yesoid. And it's an interesting time to talk about it, but I guess it came out this way, so it's the right time to talk about it. His Mida is called Yesoid. That Mida is associated with the Aver Hailada of a person. When you want to map out the different halakim of the different Arhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu parallel to the different Chalkei Aguf. So you have the Hanhagas that are in the Seichel, the Chachma Bina Das. You have the Hanhagas that are connected the Yadayim and the middle. And then you have the Anhagis that are connected to the Raglayim and the middle. So that's called Yesoid. And that is Kilu connected Zachar. I thought for children to understand, you know, we understand that the Anhagis of Yadayim makes sense to us. You do things. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. Things happen because of Hashkacha. So we can use a metaphor. We can use the two Yadayim. The middle is the Pshat. It's the midpoint between two Yadayim that are coming from different directions. So at least we have some sense of mapping it out and making it meaningful. Raglayim are also, a Raglayim to a person are Hechitimtzis. So Raglayim are the means to bring yourself to the places where you want to do something. So it's not the Hanhaga itself that you're interested in, but it's the vehicle to get that Hanhaga. That is the that's the Mahalach of Raglayim, and that makes a lot of sense also. When we're talking about the aver of the zacher, That's kind of a strange aver. What are we talking about that that we can attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, in a certain sense, it's the end of the Kaima. The next Hanhaga, which is called Malchus, is sort of is like a woman. It's the other who's Mekabel. The mashal would be Ki'ilu, the Nivroyim echoing, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gadlos Hashpa to them. So what is this Sanhaga of Yesod, and what is entailed in it? What we're talking about is something which is mashpia, which gives over the entirety of self to the next stage. Let's understand the difference between the Adayim and this. When a person does something with his hands, it's a deed that he did, and he does it. So it's my deed because it came from me. It reflects a particular rutzen on my part. I would like to build a table. So that I use my hands, I build a table. That is a particular maisa that reflects a particular rutzen of mine. So every maisa is one particular aspect of a person's rutzen. When I'm talking about the entirety of a person, the only time that I do something where my entirety is expressed is Hilada, because that is my entire Metzias. It's something that the entirety of me comes into it. So a person was given HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is a mashpia, meaning he doesn't only do things, but he actually is mashpia likus into the world. There's a transfer of a likus into the world. It's not only pa'ulis. So when I speak about particular maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, then I'm talking about particular angles, particular anhagas. When I'm talking about bringing Shechin into the world, bringing down Shechin into this world, when I'm talking about bringing Elikus, I'm talking of anhag of this, where this kilu, the klolius presence. In order for that to happen, there has to be makabel. So I can build a table, even if nobody's around to use the table. But in order to be mashpia, with the koiches of being mashpia, the entire mitzvah of a person, that's only shayach des makabel. So kaviyochel klapim mala, there's also like that. There is ein melech bli'am. There has to be some sort of makabel for something, and therefore it's a zocher is a zocher only if there's an akeva there, and therefore you need to have both working in tandem. That is the mahalach of this koyach hashpa. So the koyach hashpa we're talking about is not a particular maisa. We're talking about a transfer of the entire essence of the person to another stage. It requires a few tchunas that are miyuchet for that. One is, it requires the entirety of the person. You can't have a part of me. The cell that transfers has the entirety of me in a way that all of it expresses itself. Every bit of every gene is going to be able to express itself somehow, because it's not particular to anyone. Of this zriya, there will come out, again, all sorts of specialized evarim. But all those specialized evarim have the root in a commonness. In order to recreate the person, I need to start with a tsura klolis that has the entire person. That is one important thing. So it says on Yosef, that he learned, that he learned his father's chachma. He was the one who had, that his father gave him all of his chachma. He was the one that was koiling himself the entirety of his father's chachma on Yosef's madrega. But Yosef reflected Yaakov. Yosef was a mirror image of Yaakov, because that's the only way that it could work. You can't be mashpia, the essence of something, unless you are shaykh to the essence of something. And if you're shaykh to one part or the other part, then by definition, you're not shaykh to the essence, you have a distorted version of it. So I need to be able to have the entirety of the person. So Yosef is the Ben Zkunim. He's the one who learned, who took all his chachma, because that's the only way you could call him the Mashpia. That was one element of Yosef. If we ask ourselves, what is the quality of that's most, so the quality in terms of what he has to offer is the entirety. If I can give an example, like Eliezer had a shtar with all of his masters, with all of his masters nechassim, in order to give it to Rivka. He basically needed to, if he wanted to give it over, if he wanted to give over the entirety, it has to be the entirety. There's a second very, very important nekuda, and that is, what is my focus? So if somebody is a gabbai who's ne'eman, means that none of it sticks to the gabbai. So I have millions of dollars of gift stock through my gabbai. If the gabbai does his duty properly, he is nothing. He's kol kuloi a tziner and nothing to himself. That's very much that's the nemanis of it. So the yetzahara and the nesoyan of the koyach hashpa is if you keep some of it for yourself. In other words, the tziner hashpa is something which is which by definition, to be the right sinner, it has to be completely, you know, clear from one end to the other. Nothing is going in, nothing's being absorbed by that sinner. That's the definition of it. My father's Rav Racha was in DP camps. And like, you know, like all good things, a lot of people would send for America afterwards, packages, money, stuff like that. And a lot of it was siphoned off here, there, and everywhere. So the delegation once came from the joint to look at the DP camp. It was in Feldafing. And they asked, you know, they had an assembly and they spoke about what kind of wonderful things they do. And they asked if anybody has any complaints. So somebody complained about that they're not getting enough, and they're not getting enough money, food, whatever it is. And they replied, you know, we send so much food and so much money, you know, it can't be. So my father told him, I think it was on the delegation, he told him a marshal that a czar once went to check the army, how they're doing. And, you know, it came petition time, and he asked, does anyone have any complaints? And one soldier said, yeah, we don't have enough to eat, we're starving. And he got very mad design. He says, you know how much food I send to the army? So he says, Adoni HaMelech, let me show you something. And he takes a bag of flour and he pours it into the hands of the first soldier standing. And then he says, will each one please pass the flour on to the next soldier? And sure enough, by the time the flour got to the end of the line, there was nothing left because everybody had some flour sticking to his hands. So that was the mashal and that was the nimshal. Al kapanim, the maila, let's call it this way, the quality of the tzinor, that's mashpia, is that 100% of the hashpa goes to the nishpa. That's its essential quality. The yetzahara of arayas is that there is some nekuda of self in it. So on the one hand, if there wouldn't be that Yetzirah, people wouldn't have children. And the Gemara says, you know, the world would grind to a halt. So taiva is a chreach in the bria, but by definition, taiva it takes a toll on the nemanah shaboy. Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to say always in Shmuz, and I think it's much earlier, I think everyone says it. It says, "Hein bechet yechamesani imi." It says, "My mother gave birth to me in chet. She, you know, I was conceived in chet." And so Reb Chaim said, the very fact that there's some residue of hanah to the parties involved already means it's not a pure act. I don't know if in any other maisa, a mitzvah, this would be a chisaron. Certainly, doing a lot of good kavanas, it's wonderful. But being nene in itself, who says that that's a chisaron? A person sits in a sukkah and it's pleasant, it's nice weather and it's good. I don't know if that would be called a chisaron. But here, since the mechus of the inyan is the fact that you're giving over 100% to Rashba, so anytime there's some element in it for yourself, it's megareya from it. So the musik of the avera, even the term kedusha that's used to define this type, this inyan, the word kedusha is first and foremost, it means designation. And by definition, the designation it shuts out other uses for it. So this is designated for Hekdesh, for Beis Hamikdash, and therefore that disallows other use. Amekadesh Isha, so she's designated for me, and therefore she is also to anybody else. So the musik of kedusha is really starts with a positive aspect of designation. So these kohos are designated for hashpa, and taking anything for myself is a problem. There's one more. So one area is that this has to be coiled entirety. I have to be faithful to the mucker in the fact that the entirety is coiled. The second aspect of it is that transition is seamless. Nothing remains behind. In other words, I'm not subverting any of it for personal hanah, but rather just to be mashpia. That's the second chelik of it. There's a third chelik of it, and that is that this because this is a hashpa for the other to the other. The koyach hadimyon plays a major role over here. And Koach HaDimyon puts the person into a world of sheker. L'mashal, when I do a favor for somebody else, then it takes a toll on me. It costs me money, time, effort. Agnes Nefesh, I did it. So the reason could be the right reason. Here, I'm projecting myself onto the Maisa. And Koach HaDimyon is sort of the Yetzirah of it. Yosef HaTzadik, when he his nisayon was his dreams. The machlokus was, he said, "I have a clear dream over here. I'm getting a clear message of Kodesh Baruch Hu." The brother said, "You are projecting your own ritzonos onto the dream that you have, onto somebody else." So just like it's because hashpah is meant for the other, So if it's kol kula for the other, then that's purest emes, because of the element of the hanah, the person can project his own ritzonos, his own desires, his own taivis, and then what it does is it brings him into the world of dimyon, of the sheker of dimyon. So all these areas are belong to that same tchum. Yosef HaTzadik, I mean, you see, he's called a tzaddik because he resisted an avera in the tchum of Arayus. And if you take a look, it's astounding when you learn the parasha. If we ask ourselves, what message would dissuade us from doing a terrible avera? So we would say the terrible Gehenim. If we had 5 seconds to convince ourselves not to an avera, so first thought would be just to think of, I don't know, frying and sizzling oil, and you know, for days on end. That might be a type of machshava that would sort of cool down the, pardon the pun, cool down the taiva. Okay. A second possibility would be everybody would think you're gross, you're shagetz, you're prost, whatever it is. Okay. Yosef HaTzadik told her, this is a betrayal of trust. He said, I have been given the free rein over the entire household, and that I should take any of it from me is betraying trust. That's what he says. It's incredible. He's coming back to her, at her, with how can I do it? This is betraying the trust someone put in me. It's incredible. And therefore, it the reason why this is his angle is because that's his angle. Yosef HaTzadik is the one who can he has the ability to take everything to its destination without any part being this akiv to him. It was the same way that he told his brothers, L'michla shlachani lakim. Now let's think a minute. I am sure that there are plenty tainis that he had to his brother. He had the right to have a lot of tainis. He had a lot of tainis, possibly. But he said, you know, let's give a mashal. Imagine that I have tainus with somebody, I have a fight with somebody, and I have a lot of tainus to him. So I won't be friendly with him, I won't do things with him, I won't give him any money, I won't invest with him, fine. Imagine I'm the mailman, and I'll just won't deliver his mail. I'll dump it out someplace. I can't do that. This is not between me and him. There's no shaykhus with it. I was once in Azabira in one of those wonderful Farabais meetings or whatever it was. I was once walked outside my house and I see somebody with a flashlight, like the head of the Farabais, poking around for the pipes. I asked him, what's happening? He said, well, one of the guys insulted his wife, so he's shutting off his gas as a sort of a little bit of a punishment or warning. I'm not sure what. So his actions to his brothers was, I don't know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu set me up to help you. So in this role, I have no right to put my person Cheshbonos in. That was Yosef Shlemus. When we talk about somebody being a mashpia in this world, so it says that if the hashpa would be coming from us, then it would look very different. When a person is a mashpia, means that his mitzias is a tzinor to bring hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to everyone else. So his entire mitzias of a mashpia is that he's bringing from somewhere else. This is the reason why Yosef HaTzadik is called Yosef. Yosef means to increase. Yosef was the only one who one shevet became two shvatim. He also Yosef al Shem Binyamin. And the reason is because anything that starts from within this world, I have X amount of resources and I repackage it. At the theoretical best case scenario, I can have 100% of what I put in. That 100% best case scenario doesn't exist. It'll usually be 90%, 95%. There's always going to be some loss in the transition. So there's no metzias of ribui in this world possible. Anything that's yesh miyesh is yesh miyesh minus something. The only echetimtza where a person could be mashpia more is if he becomes a tzinor to another world. So if it's a, so the marshal, if I have a ditch full of water, maximum I can retain the maximum amount of water. So if I have 100 cubic meters, I can give 100 people a cubic meter. That's it. But if I manage to push a pipe into the underground aquifer, I manage to strike the water underground, then I can get a huge amount of water, much bigger than the pipe, much more than I struck. Because what happened was, I'm not producing water, I'm tapping into water. So anytime there's a mashpia that is greater, anytime that the person is a perfect mashpia, it means that he tapped into something much more. It's just like, let's give a marshal from the guf. The physical hashpa of the tipa zera is a tipa. That's all that comes out. That tipa becomes a whole human being, more than a whole human being. There's an old saying, you know, there is no infinity in this world. Nothing can be infinite. And someone says, sure there is. Your apple, the apple tree in your backyard is infinite. And you look at it and you say, well, you take any one of those seeds and plant it, and get another tree with seeds, and another tree with seeds, another tree with seeds. So in this world, in the Koyach Hilada, we do see the ability to be moiled a lot more than came in. Two people got married, they have 10 kids, and so on. So in this Koyach itself, you have the Koyach, a quasi Ein Sof Koyach, because you're only passing over something. It's as if when I'm giving a tipa zera, it's not the tipa zera that becomes, it's the cell in it who has all those genes and so on, and that makes people. Agaponim, so Yosef at Tzadik was the embodiment of hashpa. Hashpa is a koyach in its own. Let's take a simple example. Let's apply it. A person can be a big chacham and know a lot. And Noah a yam, can he be mashpia his chachma to others or not? And the answer is, it's a whole new field. Now let's just compare. The person who is the most important thing for a teacher, I'm talking about in the big sense of the word and in any sense of the word, is that he is mindful or that he understands that he's speaking to an audience. Right. One of the greatest problems is when somebody is talking, he's expressing himself. It's wonderful to express yourself, but if you're not addressing the audience, it's not going to help. So it could be a huge Talmud Chacham if you're talking over people's heads, if you're not giving it over in a way where it's geared for the Shemaya, then there's no Hashpah going to be there. You also have the ability to bring out a lot more. If I'm Mashpia Chachma more people, each one of these people gets turned on to Chachma and has his own Chachma and his own Das and develops his own ideas. So this Midah of Yosef HaTzadik is a central Midah, maybe the central Midah, of Hashpah, be Mashpia. And this is what he meant over here, that he gave it over to, you know, they saw him as Vimashpia, and that's why they wanted him buried in the Nilus to Vimashpia, because Yosef's Mohus is Ashpah. And all of his different milas and midas tovas, all of it are shayach to it. Okay, we'll hold it here. Just digress a little bit. But I figured it's kind of, this is the right day, I guess. So might as well. Okay, good. So good Shabbos. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that mean that, how are we to understand that Mashpiyim in general always need inspiration and they always need something from the outside to keep them going?
Because, you'll have on a rare occasion a description of somebody that is Nasik Mayin Hanovea. But it's true. We're not that darga, so we have our own reservoirs, and then that empties out, and so on, emotionally, and if the tachlis emotionally, and so on. You're right. We're not on that madrega, and b'meila there's a need to get out of chizuk also, but it's because of a certain chisaron, not because of that's the way it should be a libid emes. Okay, good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, good Shabbos.
Thank you, good Shabbos.